You're now listening to the English news of Kang Tho Radio and Television Station. On April 5th afternoon, Kang Tho City's Party Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu chaired a meeting with Ms. Jenny Chapman, Provisional Representative of the New Zealand Embassy in Vietnam. Ms. Jenny Chapman praised the city's accomplishments and emphasized Kang Tho's importance as a significant partner for New Zealand due to the Mekong Delta pivotal role. New Zealand hopes to collaborate with the city on initiatives where both parties excel and celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of both nations through events. Diplomatic relations will further improve the relationship between Kang Tho and its partners in New Zealand. The City Party Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu sees great potential for cooperation between Vietnam and New Zealand. This includes projects related to commerce, education, agriculture, sustainable development, and climate change response. While appreciative of New Zealand's current initiatives in Kang Tho, he hopes to see these programs expand to benefit more people. On April 5th, the Inspection Committee of Kang Tho City Party Committee summarized the inspection and supervision work in the first quarter of 2024. Mr. Phạm Văn Hiếu highlighted several additional responsibilities that party committees and inspection committees at all levels must prioritize and carry out effectively. First and foremost, they need to keep all party members, party organizations, inspection committees, and party committees informed about the significance, role, and goal of inspection, discipline, supervision, and enforcement within the party. They should also proactively provide excellent advice to party committees at all levels on how to quickly and thoroughly understand relevant policies, resolutions, regulations, and instructions, and coordinate their synchronous implementation. On April 5th, Kang Tho City Social Insurance held a conference to review the coordination and promotion of social and health insurance policies in 2023. In 2023, Kang Tho City carried out 11 programs to educate people about social security, health insurance policies, and legislation. Propaganda and mobilization strategies were used, and direct dialogue activities were arranged to ensure the correct implementation of social security policies within the community. To minimize financial risk and encourage people from diverse backgrounds to participate in social and health insurance, localities and units must strengthen the leadership and direction of party committees and authorities at all levels for social and health insurance awareness campaigns. On April 5th, Major General Nguyễn Minh Triều, Deputy Commander of Military Zone 9, inspected Project QN21 at Cái Răng District Military Command. Welcoming and working with the delegation was Mr. Nguyễn Văn Sử, Secretary of Cái Răng District Party Committee. Major General Nguyễn Minh Triều visited the Cái Răng District Military Command to physically inspect the production increase area. He expressed his appreciation for the success of Project QN21 of the Department of Military Ordnance and the results obtained in carrying out military and national defense tasks. The deputy commander of the military region asked the unit to continue building a bright, green, clean, and attractive environment while also consolidating, maintaining, and promoting the effectiveness of increasing production. The unit was also requested to plan and implement specific measures to improve the lives of officers, soldiers, and permanent militia. On April 5th, experts and international organizations visited New Green Farm Cooperative, where the circular agriculture model is being well implemented, after attending the launch ceremony of the 1 million hectare field specializing in high quality, low emission rice cultivation in Thanh An Commune, Vĩnh Thạnh District. The cooperative is currently producing 30 tons of organic fertilizer every 45 days to support farmers' agricultural production within and outside the city. The cooperative is particularly focusing on producing straw mushrooms that provide great economic efficiency and extend the production chain, resulting in increased revenue for farmers. The substrate is composted after the mushrooms are grown to create organic fertilizer for plants. The Center for Advanced Application of Science and Technology under the Department of Science and Technology of the city just organized a workshop to introduce the spot check testing process applied in diagnosing shrimp diseases. The spot check test is a molecular biology-based technique that is used to diagnose infections in shrimp. It has several benefits, including the ability to identify both bacterial and viral agents, providing prompt response times and precise and early pathogen detection. During the workshop, information was presented on the use of spot-check PCR technology in testing aquatic diseases. The results of an evaluation of spot-check PCR technology in disease diagnosis were also presented. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.